Leadership Radio. I'm your host, Justin Bader, and my goal with each episode is to bring you the best in professional practice from real school leaders. My guests this week are William King and Jessica Johnson and Shira Leibowitz, who are all principals from around the country. And we're gathering this week to talk about No Office Day. Last week, you may have heard, was International No Office Day, and you can pick the day of the week that you chose to observe that. But there's quite a collaboration that took place online to coordinate this idea of spending an entire day out of the office and in classrooms interacting with students and staff and parents. And we all tried it, and we're here to talk about our experience. So Jessica, William, and Shira, thanks very much for joining us.
I'm Jessica Johnson. I'm an elementary principal in rural Wisconsin. I have an early childhood through fifth grade school with about 380 students. And before I was this is my fourth year as principal. Before this, I actually lived in Arizona, where it was a much different climate than here. And the last year there, I was an assistant principal at a middle school.
I'm also a lower school principal of a K-5 independent school in Westchester, New York. It's a dual curriculum Jewish day school with, in the lower school, about 400 students. We are actually a K-12 school with K-12, about 900 students.
I'm William King. I'm the freshman principal at Bowling Green High School in Bowling Green, Kentucky. This is my second year as the freshman principal. I have about 350 students in my ninth grade program, and in our entire building, we have about 1,200 students. So.
Great, thanks. I have to ask, does that ever get abbreviated to Fresh Prince, just out of curiosity?
I've never heard that, but that's a good one. I may have to change my Twitter name.
Probably, that one's probably taken, but...
That's a good idea. Of course, as soon as I did that, I'd get a new job or something, be like the sophomore principal, and then...
But it doesn't flow off the tongue so easily.
No.
Well, I'm also I'm at the elementary level, and I'm in Seattle, and at a K-5 school, just shy of 500 students. So I think we've all felt the tension of needing to get some things done, you know, which requires some time at the computer or some time in the office, but also the constant the need and desire to be visible, to be an instructional leader, to be out and about in the school, and of course to be in classrooms. So No Office Day was something I came across this summer. William, I think you were kind of in on that toward the beginning of talking about it, and have a pretty big blog post up right now describing describing your experience on No Office Day. I wonder if we could talk a little bit about the origins of this idea, because it seems to be something that kind of came organically from principals on the internet. William, do you want to speak to that?
For me, it started probably last December. I read a blog post from David Truss. He's a Canadian educator who is a principal in China. And he did a blog post about a No Office Day that he did. And that same month, Lynn Hilt, I believe out of Pennsylvania, did the same thing. And so I had read those and they were in the back of my mind, but that was my first year last year as an administrator. And it was just crazy kind of getting my bearings. And so when school started for us, the end of July, beginning of August, I just posted on Twitter, hey, would anybody be interested in doing kind of a national or even international No Office Day? And Shira and other people kind of picked it up and ran with it. So that's kind of the origins of our very first official No Office Day or No Office Week that we did just recently.
Excellent. So a movement is born. In terms of the time of year, was this an intentional selection of, you know, those first weeks of school for a No Office Day? Or
I think when William first posted, we wanted to put something on the calendar fairly soon. But, you know, a lot of the sharing has been about how to have no office days and no office hours throughout the year. We chose 1 week to give people flexibility as to what day within the week they could do. But there were also principals who that week didn't work for who were choosing days in the next month or so.
Right. Well, and I think, Shira, I think that's a really good point, too, that it's not just, you know, 1 day that we're out of our office. I know on Twitter, Josh Stumpenhorst, who's Stump teacher, he posted, you know, kind of a little bit against the no office day, but with the idea that it shouldn't be just one no office day for us.
And I think the idea was, it's kind of like, you know, you see these different medical awareness month or whatever, you know, you know, heart health, whatever. For us, I think the no office day week or no office day that we did, the whole idea was, like Jessica and Shira said, was to kind of gain people's attention that that principals are also educators. We all started as teachers, and it is something that we need to do, you know, on a daily, weekly basis. But a lot of times we get caught up, even myself, just in my second year, I get caught up doing discipline referrals, you know, with working with high school students and fielding calls from parents. And when you're a principal, it's like you're the mayor of a small city. So there's bus issues and maintenance issues and, you know, issues with staffing. And so it's easy to get stuck in your office. And so we kind of wanted to do this pretty soon into the fall semester, and kind of as an awareness that we need to be in classrooms more often. And that's kind of what you see from a lot of the blog postings.
Right. That time in the classrooms that, I mean, there's never any time when you're not busy. And I think one of the things that that No Office Day really clearly says is, you know, this is not going to happen unless you make time for it. If the only time you get into classrooms is when you don't have anything else to do, you know, that's going to be never. But if we're talking about, you know, regular instructional leadership, you know, really being in classrooms on a consistent basis, there does have to be a level of intentionality. And William, I think, like you said, you know, I kind of look the same way at those, you know, national, you know, thing we should be doing every day weeks, you know, and they're kind of awareness raising, and they're, you know, a time to, you know, to really focus our energy on doing a particular thing, but with a view toward making that a regular part of our practice and not just once a year.
Justin, the other gift that No Office Day has really provided is the exchange among principals and other educational leaders about how to spend productive time in classrooms. And we've had lots of conversation about what does it mean to make a positive impact in classrooms, and a lot of really good sharing.
Yeah, so talk a little bit more about that. What does it mean to spend productive time as an educational leader, as an instructional leader in a classroom, and not just be sitting there? Because I remember from either my first or second year as a principal, I got myself into the habit of getting to every classroom every day, and I was really proud of that for about 3 days, and then I realized, well, what am I actually doing when I get to every classroom? Am I just sticking my head in and, you know, making sure everything's fine? Or am I actually providing some sort of meaningful leadership? So, Shira, what's been your approach to making that time productive?
You know, Lynn Hilt, in her blog post, gave me an idea that was really helpful, which was how I spent this No Office Day, was to spend an entire day with a grade I spent with the fifth grade from arrival to dismissal. I've scheduled five more, and we'll be spending time with full grades. And what I did was to be actively engaged. I let the teachers tell me what they wanted me to do. I taught some classes. I interacted. I was involved. I took duties. So it was living life through the grade, through the day, and becoming actively engaged. And now no office hours are much more focused on being actively engaged, supporting teachers, supporting students, making observation for formal evaluation a much smaller piece of the time in classrooms.
I kind of took on that too, Shira, because I am in classrooms a lot, but it's, you know, I'm collecting data or giving feedback to teachers. But this time for No Office Day, I took Lynn's idea. I wish I would have done it just for one grade level. I think I'll do that later, but I just took for the lower grades and, you know, sent out the memo saying, I'd love to help. I can, you know, help with a project. I can help with technology, whatever you'd like. So it was, I think, more active for me than me just sitting there and watching what's going on.
For me, I kind of had another motive as well. I'm kind of a new ed tech kind of geek after going to ISTE for the first time this year. And
how was the Kool-Aid at ISTE? Was it good?
Oh man, it was nuts. I've got to get in my proposal. I'm already trying to present, you know, so I think I've only got weeks left to do that. But I was trying to actually get into classrooms, and I'm in classrooms a lot, but trying to get teachers to let me teach, even if it's for just part of the period, has been difficult. It seems like they're either scared or they're like, you don't know the content area or whatever. I'm a former social studies teacher. But But anyway, I was able to get into some classrooms and actually teach some lessons. And so in those lessons, I tried to embed different strategies and use educational technology that maybe those teachers haven't been exposed to. So we did a discussion on Christianity and Buddhism. They were doing for AP World History and early religions. And I used a Wifidi, and I had the kids all get out their cell phones and text their main points that they were reading from their textbook, and it all appeared on the smart board. So that was kind of cool. We also used a Google Doc, and we all collaborated on one document, and the kids were all typing at the same time, all on the document on the big screen. And so I tried to do that as well during my lessons, is show some of these teachers some things that maybe they haven't been exposed to. And so now those teachers are already running with it and coming up with new ideas, and the kids really enjoyed it. So that's kind of how I spent my no office day, the first one. But like the rest of you, I'm planning many, many more.
Great. So you demonstrated some technology that maybe people would not have been comfortable trying on their own, but you were able to kind of introduce that to students and show how it could be used successfully. So you said that's Wifidi?
Wifidi, yeah. It's actually something that was developed for like bars and jumbotrons, where you can like interact. If you're at like a sports bar, you can put scores on the screen. But actually, it appears on your smart board, and you can set it up. It's free, and kids, it has a text number at the top, and the kids text in, and when they text in, it shows their name as a big bubble, and whatever they text. They text pictures, links, and so I would have them read a paragraph with a partner, and then they would text in what was the main idea from that paragraph, and so we would get a bunch of responses, and based on the class's response, we would kind of go into that direction of discussion. So
that sounds like it could be basically a free clicker system if kids all have cell phones and can send text messages.
Sure.
Set up a little bit differently, but that sounds like a pretty powerful technology. I have to say, it makes a lot more sense the way you pronounce it. I looked at it when I saw it on your blog the other day, and I thought, why do they call it Wifidi? But so wireless graffiti, I assume, is the portmanteau that they're going for there. But
yeah, and all of our kids don't have cell phones. So what we did was we partnered them up in teams of two or three and made sure that each team had a cell phone. And I even gave my cell phone to one group, and my other principal was helping me, gave his to one. And so every group at least had one to do their response. So
sure. What did you try on your no office day?
I was doing a lot of literacy teaching, led a number of reading groups, led a literacy lesson comparing and contrasting to Cinderella stories from different cultures, Jewish and African culture. I led work Jewish school. I led prayer in the morning. I had recess duty. I had lunch duty. I, in a Hebrew class, played Hebrew games with them. I was interviewed. I watched them interview, helped them interview each other. So whatever was happening in each class, I was plugged in to support student learning. I went Excellent. To PE with them, played dodgeball.
And what did you find most surprising, or what did you learn that you maybe didn't anticipate through that experience?
The connections that you start to create in a different way when you're participating rather than observing. The warming of relationships was very, very powerful. And by the next day, I was missing being there already. I felt very much part of the fifth grade community, and began to establish a different kind of relationship, much more collaborative, collegial, and I'm still struggling with how to maintain that while I still need to have the role of supervisor evaluator and managing how do we support instructional learning in a very engaged way, and how do we distinguish or complement that with the role of observing and evaluating. I've always spent a lot of time in classrooms, more in the past few years, but it was, as Jessica said, a lot of collecting data and giving feedback, and this was a different role for me in the classroom.
So as you said, more of a participant and less of an evaluator or just an observer.
Right.
But a lot more active participation and seeing it through different eyes in that role.
Right, absolutely.
So Jessica, I think we've talked before about spending time in the classroom for formal observation purposes in our one of my first podcasts for Edu Leadership Radio on mm-hmm. managing the teacher evaluation process, and I believe you said that prior to your arrival, the culture in your building was that formal observations that was it, that was the only classroom mm-hmm. time, and you've kind of made some shifts there. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that shift that you've introduced prior to No Office Day, and then what happened on No Office Day this year for you.
Sure. Well, I guess, like I said previously, before I started 4 years ago, the principal was only there for formal observations. And my style is to be in classrooms a lot. So it was a bit of a change for teachers. At first it was kind of, they have to stop and say, what do you need? And they just have to learn that I'm coming in, just to see what's going on, have conversations with teachers about what I'm seeing. And, now it's to the point, I guess, within that first year, I can just sneak into rooms and nobody knows, or eventually a kid will turn and say, hey, what are you doing here? And so that's really the culture of our school now. But then again, William, I have to relate to how your staff reacted, that even though I'm in their rooms a lot and I sent out this memo of, let me help, let me, I can plan something, I had quite a few emails of, so what are you wanting to see? And I had to get away from, I'm not wanting to see anything, I want to do with you. So I ended up only having a few teachers that let me come in with something planned or join in with something. So I think that was a little bit out of their comfort level. But then, what I learned from this is, our school has gone school-wide this year with Daily Five and Cafe for our literacy framework. And my favorite part of the day was when a teacher asked me to do some one-on-one conferences with her students on their book choices, because they're just learning how to pick their just right books. And I thoroughly enjoyed that time. And I didn't get to conference with each of the students. And, a couple of kids later on today at that day at lunch said, why didn't you talk to me about my books? I wanted to tell you about them. And my next weekly memo that I send out because of this is going to say, when I'm coming in it's Daily Five time, I would love to just sit down with random kids and confer with them. And, here's my plan. Please let me know if you don't want me to do this. Otherwise, this is what I will just jump in and do.
That's terrific. And I think when you get that culture with kids in particular, and they know how to, not just stop and ask you what you're there for, or wave at you or ask you, what kind of phone you have, which seems to happen at first. But when you get to that point where, kids are happy to just keep doing what they're doing, and they're happy to see you as another teacher in the room, that to me is one of the best feelings about routinely being in the classroom and having kids accustomed to your presence there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And for me, it's not what kind of phone is it? It's, is that new iPad thing?
I gotta tell you.
I've been getting a lot. You take my picture with the iPad and take my video.
Oh, I only have the first generation.
Yeah,
we're having fun with video. But yeah, after No Office Day, actually, I've been invited almost every day into classrooms to teach lessons. I've done some peer editing and playing games, acting out, modeling lessons with teachers, and that's been really energizing.
That's great. So you're actually getting invitations from teachers to come in and do that?
Yes, more and more.
Wow, terrific.
I think something that was pretty cool at my school, I mentioned it to my head principal, and he was like, sure, I'll do it. So he took a Monday, and then I took a Tuesday, and we have two other assistant principals in our building, and they mainly do discipline, and then they do like the evaluations, but that's about it as far as going into classrooms. My head principal's in classrooms a lot. I'm a newer administrator, so I'm in all of my freshman classrooms all the time. But these other two just mainly, old school administrators. So they kind of caught on, and they actually did days Thursday and Friday. And it just really changed their perspective on, like you said, going into classrooms without taking an evaluation instrument or anything to take notes. And I think it's really excited our teachers. They were, thrilled that our principals were coming in to help out and do lessons. And I really think it's, you know, re-energized those other administrators who have been administrators for a long time, and great administrators, but that weren't used to as much of the instructional stuff, you know. So it's kind of been a cultural shift in my school just in this 1 week. And so I think that was part of the idea of the no office day for me.
So, yeah, William, you're talking about really just modeling this kind of no office day and having other administrators in your school just kind of spontaneously pick up on it. And I think that's, you know, that's the phenomenon that's happening online. That was certainly, you know, my interest in joining in to be kind of a part of this conversation and see what other people were experiencing and learning from this experience. One thing that I wanted to ask about is what didn't get done, or what did you have to rearrange in order to make it possible for you to be in classrooms all day? Because obviously you're doing things when you're normally in the office during the school day, but what was the impact and how did you manage that on the rest of your work and on the rest of your school?
Well, I'll be honest and say I went back to school after my kids were in bed at 9 o'clock and stayed till about 11:15 to get through some paperwork that I needed to get finished.
Yeah, I've also been spending late nights from home, not at work, rearranged a lot of meetings that happened other times during the week, although I've still been with the meetings trying really hard with the support of a fantastic assistant to keep 2 hours a day of no office hours. Also, what we do now is my assistant texts me throughout the day with questions that are raised, and I text her back so she could give the answers. And if any real emergency comes up, I'm only a text away so I can come back. No office day, actually, we made it through the day without me having to go back to the office.
For me, I had a no office day on that Tuesday, and then I had a Google workshop that Google put on the next day. So when I came back, I'd been out of the office 2 days. I think I had 29 discipline referrals. So it took me about 2 days to get through all of those and meeting with students. And and so, yeah, it was a lot of work, but it was worth it.
I think, Justin, I've been learning a lot from you on, you know, just organizing things and managing tasks. And Shira, you mentioned your assistant, my secretary. I couldn't live without her now. And I'm getting a lot better at, you know, being able to spend a lot of time out of my office and out in classrooms. And I think that's huge. Like if you don't have the organization down of how to manage your emails and your phone calls and my mailbox gets filled every time I walk by, there's something, you know, added in there. If you don't figure out ways to manage that, then there's no way you can stay out of your classroom. You have to get organized.
Yeah, I'm realizing that the quote that, William, you had at the end of your blog post from George Koros about our days being for people and our nights for paperwork, I think that's really true. And I think it does create some late nights for us. And, you know, there's a lot of email waiting for me right now that I'll be getting to after we're done with this recording session. But, you know, the other piece, you know, to flip that back around, if I wanted to sit in my office all day doing paperwork and answering email, I could, and I wouldn't get it all done, and I wouldn't enjoy it, and it wouldn't make nearly the difference, you know, I believe, for my school that being out and being present and being visible and being involved really are. So it's been a good experience to think about the impact that I can have when I'm out in the building and when I can be a part of classes. I haven't taken the step of actually getting into the, you know, the teaching of a lesson or going into model, and probably could do that as a next step. But I wanted to mention for a minute the reasons that that I failed pretty much all week to have a no office day last week. And one of the hardest things for me to do was to say no when people would ask for, you know, an appointment. You know, do you have 15 minutes? Could we sit down and talk about this? And I finally broke through on I guess Friday, and ended up talking with a parent in the hallway, which really was kind of an office meeting, kind of, and we just talked quietly in the hallway. But I felt like that discipline and that commitment. You know, I felt like I had made a commitment to you know, to you guys and to everybody else who saw me sign up on the wiki to you know, to really do this, to make a go of it. But this week, which is, you know, technically not no office week, Today, I was able to spend virtually all day in classrooms because forcing myself last week to really push things out of the school day and say, you know, paperwork's going to get done some other time, email's going to get done some other time, and this is classroom time. This is being present time. Today, that just kind of happened automatically, and I was able to be in 2 fifth grade classes, one for most of the morning and another for most of the afternoon, and didn't take any notes, didn't write an observation, didn't send any emails, but had some great conversations with teachers and got to know a lot more about kids and what they're learning. And something tells me that would not have happened if I hadn't had to try three or four times last week to get a successful no office day in. Were you guys successful on your first try? And if so, how did you make that work?
You know, Justin, I loved your blog post because it was so honest, and I've had so many failed attempts in the past. This one this week was successful, and I entirely credit, as Jessica says, my assistant, we spent a lot of time talking in August about how she was going to manage my time in a healthy way for the school and manage my calendar, and she did. She did not allow any appointments to get on my calendar. She was fierce in protecting that classroom time and continues to be. And she will, when it's no office hours every day, she shoos me out of the office and sends me to class.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah, mine worked the first time too. And you know, the secretary is key, and having her manage my calendar. And I kind of need to knock on wood here, but this year's going really, really well. This is knock on wood. There have been no problems. So I'm sure now something will happen tomorrow, but it's been really good. And it was great at the end of last year as well. So I just think, you know, as we keep improving in our school, I rarely have discipline issues. I rarely have angry parents. I think it takes time to get there.
You know, it's interesting you say that, Jessica, because no office day for us is part of a broader effort at cultural transformation to be what we keep talking about is culture of we. How do we function as a community? How does everybody work together? How are the challenges we face community problems and not something that we blame whoever we blame for, principal, parents, teachers, particular teacher. And the community is working so much more smoothly for so many reasons that not everything relies on me in the way that it once did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that distributed leadership function, you know, knowing that not everything has to flow through you, not knowing that, you know, there are other people who can be empowered to do things. And as several people have said, I think one of the most important people to empower is your administrative secretary or your assistant, just simply because they can make so many of those decisions on the fly that, you know, over time, if they're running things by you, they pretty much know how you're going to respond to any given situation. And, you know, it becomes kind of a de facto policy.
You know, my first year as a principal, another principal was trying to convince me to go to a conference. And I said, no, gosh, there's no way I could miss a day. And she said, if you can't miss a day from work, then there's something wrong with how you're running your school. They can survive without you. And that just struck me. And, you know, I did realize, like, okay, there were things that I didn't need to be doing. They weren't really part of my job, and other people could handle that, and the school would run fine without me.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, Jessica, I felt guilty about crafting things in that way, particularly around duty schedules. You know, like I felt compelled to put myself on the duty schedule or the, you know, recess supervision schedule more than anybody else. And I think that kind of stems from my time as, you know, as kind of an assistant principal and, you know, being the person whose primary job is to cover duties and things like that. But I really feel like to make myself redundant to the day-to-day operations, you know, as far as, you know, just making the basic things happen, I've really seen that as an essential step to creating that regular time for, you know, for being in classrooms and for doing whatever it is that I do that really advances the work of the school. Because, you know, I'm not going to help my school get better over time by doing recess duty or by doing the routine things. I think this is a job that is largely about making change happen. And I think change is very non-routine. You know, there's the creativity side. You know, I believe fundamentally we're tasked with doing creative work, but behind that word administration, we don't really see a whole lot of creativity, you know, inhering in that word. So it has to be creativity that shows up in the way that we see ourselves and the way that we position ourselves in the school, really as change agents, as change leaders. And I think the opportunity to learn from being in classrooms, from being around people, and not just being the administrator who does the paperwork and does the discipline and all that stuff that we do have to do, that reputation of being a listener, being a learner, figuring out what the lay of the land is and where we need to go next, I think that's the order of the day in terms of making things happen.
Absolutely. And figuring out how to manage that change in a healthy way is so vital. And to do that, presence is necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree, Shira.
Yeah.
Well, I'd just like to share our No Office Day wiki. If you go to nooffice.wikispaces.com, you can see all the people that had signed up, and we had people representing over 20 states, somebody from Australia, the United Arab Emirates, a bunch from Canada. And so you can see everybody that signed up and follow them on Twitter. You can see everybody's blog postings, not just from this past week, but over the past year. And we're going to continue to add to those and hopefully continue the discussion on our hashtag on Twitter. And so so I'm really looking forward to the continued discussion throughout the school year as people start to integrate the no office hours and each day. I think it's going to lead to some great things and some new and inventive ways for administrators to get into classrooms and not just do evaluations. So,
yeah. Please do go to the wiki and share ideas about how to make an impact in the classroom. And we can support each other on how to create the time, how to create the structures, and what to do when we're there. Share challenges and share successes.
I think another great follow-up podcast to this, Justin, would be how do you stay organized so that you can be out of your office?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And another great podcast would be how do you manage change?
That would be several podcasts.
Oh, many.
Certainly a lot more to explore and to talk about. And I wanted to kind of put a phrase or a title on what No Office Day is, what kind of thing it is. Seth Godin talks about project world and living in project world rather than job world. And, you know, No Office Day is not going to be anybody's career. It's kind of, you know, simple and free. It's a great idea and a very powerful one. And I think it's the kind of thing that when we get together and we talk about things like this, various little projects, little initiatives to make a tangible difference in our work. It kind of reminds me of, you know, in Inbox Zero, this idea that, you know, once you get to the bottom of your inbox, you know what's in it, and you can make better decisions. An idea that's been around quite a while. It gives us kind of something to hang our hats on to say, yes, I'm doing this, and I'm collaborating with other people to do it better. And it's not a measure in itself. You know, we would never have any kind of, you know, high stakes evaluation based on how many no office days we had. But it's kind of a yardstick for ourselves to say, you know, am I really prioritizing this, and how can I get better at it? So I want to thank you for your contributions to making this happen and to sharing the experience on Edu Leadership Radio today. Any closing thoughts?
Make it a priority to be out in classrooms.
Yeah, put it in the calendar, because what's in the calendar gets done.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Especially that quote from George from ISTE. Like he said, our days are for people and our nights are for paperwork. And it's so essential that we're in classrooms alongside our teachers as fellow educators, and the students just don't see us as managers or disciplinarians. They see us as teachers as well. I think all of that and building positive relationships with our staff and our students is really going to make a big difference in our schools and in our community.
William, Jessica, and Shira, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Look forward to continuing the discussion with you.
Thank you.
EduLeadership Radio is brought to you by the Principal Center, the online professional learning community for school leaders, featuring quotes, articles, ideas from the field, and the opportunity to connect with other administrators from around the world. We're now offering online professional development, including my workshop, The High Performance Administrator. You can still join the Principal Center for free at www.principalcenter.com.